welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that if you are listening somewhere that you can't hear the end of the show, you can always listen to the entire show by going to the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas website, which is www.nagb.org.bs. You go to the Learn menu, which is our education menu, scroll down to Blank Canvas, and all the archived shows are there. You can listen to them at your leisure. I always think it's a fun thing to do on a rainy day when you can't go to the beach. So do that. And if you miss the rest of the show, please tune in. I have two lovely women with me this evening in the studio, both working very hard to expand conversation and dialogue. They both represent the British Council, who are here visiting as part of the show We Suffer to Remain at the National Art Gallery. Annalee Davis, the Caribbean Arts Manager, and Gemma Hollington. Apparently I said Hollingsworth before the break, and that's because I'm tired. But Hollington, who is the Director of Exhibitions of the British Council. And we're speaking a little bit about what the British Council does in general and this particular exhibition. How do you feel, both of you, but again, you know, I think it's amazing that Graham came to Barbados and did all these, you know, workshops, and it's of such value because networking is of such value, right? And when you do not have the ability as an artist or a curator to speak or to have FaceTime, because FaceTime's important, like Skype's great and all that, but really sometimes very special things happen in person. And I always say, like, if we have people that visit, they become our ambassador, right? They can leave to back to wherever in the world they're from. But at the same time, inviting a Scottish artist to come down and do a masterclass or whatever sort of can feel like, oh, what, so you think we can't do it here? How do you, is there a way you kind of attack that question directly when you introduce them to the school or whatever, or do you just, you know, go with the flow?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the Barbados Community College, we don't have a National Art Gallery in Barbados or a Caribbean Art Museum.
Yeah, but you have a collection, bizarrely.
We have a collection in storage. And so very often it feels like you're teaching in a vacuum, because mm-hmm. I teach part-time at the college. Mm-hmm. And so it's great when there are opportunities for mm-hmm. contemporary artists to come in and mm-hmm. share their practice. And so it was the first time Graham had done an experimental drawing workshop mm-hmm. doing those the project working with drawing the teeth, where
yeah,
you use your tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was very well received by the students. Mm-hmm. But how, I guess, we're creating a context for this to happen, because the larger naming of this collective project over the last 2 years is Difficult Conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're trying to do is to place different systems of knowledge and ways of thinking about a shared history next to each other. So it's very much about working with partners on the ground to co-develop a project that makes sense within the local context. Mm-hmm. And when I was listening to the artists speaking earlier and yesterday in the walkthrough with the NAGB staff, what's so clear to me is that the context out of which these artists are coming and functioning are very different. So mm-hmm. Graham is coming out of a Scottish context and mm-hmm. responding to the way in which history has been taught in the UK, which mm-hmm. is very different to how history has been taught in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So whereas we have had people like C.L.R. James and historians writing about the history of empire from the context of race, class, gender, and economics since the 30s, that has been a more recent kind of exploration by historians like Sir Tom Devine in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the very different context out of which these conversations are happening is important. And what we're mm-hmm. trying to do through the British Council is to put these conversations in touch with each other so that those difficult moments can be navigated through contemporary art practice, mm-hmm. which has a really powerful way of dealing with this in a more nuanced kind of fashion.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we spoke to that with the artist too. Gemma, you wanted to...
Well, no, I just wanted to sort of say in a more general sense, we do mm-hmm. Lots of different types of training programs all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really interesting is actually that knowledge sharing opportunity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So again, going back to what we were talking about before, about somebody coming to a culture maybe that they don't know much about or that they haven't seen, but talking about their practice, the way they work, in the UK, and then hearing about how it differs in another country can be an immensely rewarding experience for both sides. So,
well, I was going to say the learning goes both ways, exactly. Right? And I think that's something, you know, again, we do tend to do here, is that we're always like assuming that if someone's brought in, we're expected just to sit and learn from them. You know, in a way, it's a bit of our, you know, again, it's a sort of knee-jerk reaction we have of like, oh, but of course, so often when we invite people down here, they learn, again, so much. And,
But I mean, I think how we've tried to approach this is that developing this project, for mm-hmm. example, there have been, what a lot of people don't see are the many, many, many hours of meetings and conversations that happen. And it's also selecting Dr. Eddie Chambers, mm-hmm. who is based in, well, he's between Scotland and Texas. He's written a lot about Black British culture and Black British art. And so he's contributing
and
to
he the
e-publication.
And he is of African descent, by the way.
He's a Black British scholar. And then Ian Bethel Bennett, who's a mm-hmm. Bahamian, who's mm-hmm. writing from this perspective in Jamaica. We had Dr. Shani Roper, who's mm-hmm. with Liberty Hall, the Marcus mm-hmm. Garvey museum space there. And she wrote, as did Tiffany Boyle, who is a Scottish-based curator with mm-hmm. Mother Tongue. So we're trying to look at the entire project as being co-developed, co-led, co-spoken, and constantly putting these different perspectives in conversation with each other. So mm-hmm. it's not about coming in and saying, here, take the show, and here's our perspective. It's mm-hmm. really about trying to develop that mm-hmm. together.
So what would you say you both learned from the experience? Well, I mean, Emily, what did you learn about working, you know, the UK, working with the British Council, whatever, and what do you feel you've learned from listening to the conversations?
There's so much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a global south in the global north. So there's an assumption that I think at face value that you think of somebody like Graham Fagan coming in and you want to assume that maybe he has a particular perspective and experience. But I sensed in the conversation yesterday in the gallery that when he begins to speak about the process of producing his project over the last 15 years and the context out of which he comes, and him feeling marginalized by his own educational system and being forced to receive an understanding of Robert Burns that denied another understanding that he got by being drawn into a counterculture through reggae and, you know, different forms of music, that he feels marginalized within his context. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to understand, and my sense in the British Council is that because we try to diversify conversations outside of London, which mm-hmm. seems as a really strong center, mm-hmm. that there are so many ways to be in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I think it's been challenging to develop trust in the Caribbean to mm-hmm. have this project.
Mm-hmm.
When we titled the exhibition in Jamaica, We Have Met Before, that came out of a publication that Stuart Holt wrote. It was posthumously published. It's called Familiar Stranger, Life Between Two Islands. And he refers to George Lamming's statement in London when he was asked, where are you from, as a Black West Indian writer? And his pithy response was, we have met before. And so I think what I've learned is that there's so much more work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do much more of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, and that's why it's called Difficult Conversations, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it's not easy work, but it's rewarding.
Yeah. Gemma?
Gosh, I don't really know what to add to that, but I think I've learned the same in a way that, yes, these difficult conversations are happening and need to happen, and we have a long way to go, really. Personally, I've learned a huge amount about Caribbean history that I didn't know, which is great, and also actually about the Scottish history in relation to it that, again, I wasn't aware of.
And yeah, and how do you feel about that? Because, you know, I learned something. I went to live in Germany 15, 16 years ago, and I was driving, it's all about history, right? The perspective of history. I was driving from Italy, where I was living at the time, but to move to Frankfurt, where my soon-to-be husband lived. And there was this big monument on the side of the road, and I said, what's that monument for? And he said, oh, that's to thank the Americans for our liberation. And I said, sorry, when did we liberate you? I'm a little bit confused. And he said, well, you know, here in Frankfurt, my mother waited by the side of the road to see if the tanks were going to be a red star or a white star, because my mother-in-law was let's just say, abused pretty badly during the war, because depending on which army was around, bad things happened. And so in that part of Germany, they felt that when the American, when the war ended and the Americans, and they saw the White Star, they, it was like a day of liberation, because they felt they were going to be safe and not everyone was going to get chocolate and what have you, and not be kind of raped and brutalized. And it just, in living there, made me, and I learned about German prisoners of war. My my father-in-law, who I never met, was flown to, was actually put on a boat to go to America. And the German prisoners of war worked on farms as unpaid labor for a long time, which, you know, again, was just things that I'd never learned in history, having been taught in the UK. That I didn't learn about that part. And, you know, so it's sort of interesting what's hidden from us very much.
Absolutely. I think in my education, I would say the whole issue of slavery was not part of it at all. So my knowledge is minimal. And pretty much, I would say, from Hollywood movies.
And does that upset you, though, that you don't, that, that do you feel, you know, badly done by, that you were not educated in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I also feel... bad that my knowledge has been sort of selected by somebody else, and so to have to find these to find this part of history, I have to look elsewhere myself, which is sort of frustrating. I feel like it should be there and everyone should know about it, but at the same time, and therefore, it's up to me, and it's up to me to learn and be curious and to find out. And I think I have learned a huge amount from Annalie, so thank you, in the last 2 years through working with her on this project. And I've learned an awful lot that I didn't know before. And I think that's a really great thing.
Now, is there any chance that something, what might actually happen in the UK as a result of any of this? No, I mean, again, I'm not putting you on that, but I'm just like, do you feel that these conversations, they're very good to have here, but might it be useful to have it in the UK to spread that knowledge of...
Absolutely.
I mean, that's probably not the British Council's mandate, right? Because you're busy going out. So is there a way to have it happen within?
Absolutely. Yeah, it would be great to have it come back to the UK. And our mandate is obviously to work internationally and to, you know, work overseas. However, Annalie mentioned earlier about reciprocity, and that's something that the British Council is looking at in the ways it's working, and we're slowly shifting away from sort of exporting culture to making it about, you know, a mutual understanding, to bringing people to the UK. So, you know, we bring curators and artists from the world now into the UK and look at trying to make that dialogue happen. And often it can happen organically, that a project might start in the UK and then travel overseas and vice versa. So absolutely, I'm not shutting the door to that at all.
Yeah, and I think there are things that it spawns that you may not really know.
Right.
And for example, we are with the NAGB brokering a relationship with Lux Scotland. So the director there, Nicole Yip, will produce a film program that will screen in your AMP theatre. That might impact what she does going back outside of the British Council.
Yeah, of course.
But we have started conversations with a number of entities there who have expressed interest, which means to me that's a success.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's how this all starts, right? It's just, like I said, you know, you get people and they have ideas. And because, I mean, that would be really amazing, is to be able to travel some version of the show, or you know, so that these voices can then come out of this context and be, because I'm sure, again, there's many people like yourself in the UK that just, again, you know, it's not something we learned in school. I'm surprised how many people don't know who the Tate is named after.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the e-publication, at least, because it's virtual, it does mean people on both sides of the Atlantic can access the knowledge there, at least.
Yeah, so we're going to be making, or the British Council is going to be producing an e-publication, which is going to be all of the shows sort of together. So a sort of, you know, a global view at this, at all the different things that happen with this exhibition. So we have to go to a quick break, and then we'll come back and speak some more to Gemma Hollington, the Director of Exhibitions at the British Council, and Annalie Davis, Caribbean Arts Manager at British Council, who are both here in the Bahamas for the opening of, well, the opening's now already happened, but of the show We Suffer to Remain, which is currently on at the National Art Gallery until July 22nd. And I really encourage people to come see that show. You can remember the NAGB, it's open from Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5, but on Sunday it is free for all Bahamians and local residents from noon to 5, and we also have free tours, so we really encourage people to come at that time to learn more about the exhibitions. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.